Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Broadcasting.
That's right, we're out here casting for broads. Are we?
Reel them in.
Oh, this one's too young. Better throw it back. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us tonight. When I lived in the Seattle area, there's a street called Broad Street. And there was an exit for it. And so I was commuting with a friend of mine. We worked at the same place and lived in the same neighborhood, whatever. And every time we'd pass, we'd go, it's Broad Street. It's where the Broads are. We're on Broad Street. I don't know why we'd do that, but we did. And we thought it was funny. And now I've shared that with you.
Okay. It is kind of funny. It'd be better if there were actually, like, Broads on the street.
Occasionally there.
I mean, we did one time. We took the exit because there was traffic back then. We're like, oh, we can take the service streets. Let's... You know, take the Broad Street exit, and then like, oh, look, there's actual Broads.
Who knew?
If only there was a way for them to communicate whether or not there were Broads.
We named it like that for your convenience.
If only there was some sort of a sign they could give us. Anyway. It's Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Unaru. Unaru is a silver level amplifier of this fine program. What does it mean to be an amplifier, Richie Rich?
It means you contribute a certain amount of money. Well, you said silver in this case?
Yes.
So $5 to help advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. Help us get on more radio stations and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far as we can.
Very good. Nikki, where can people go to find out how to become an amplifier?
FreeTalkLive.com.
Amps.freetalklive.com. A-M-P-S.
I'm sure they could find the link somewhere.
Yeah, you can get there.
On the main homepage.
Website's a little wonky. It is.
Amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Unaru, for your contribution. We only ask for $5. You can give more. There's different levels, so if you give more, you get different little benefits, little perks for being an amplifier, but that's not why you should give. You should give because you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the content, the perspective of freedom, peace, liberty, and prosperity that we bring. So amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Unaru. We appreciate you.
Well, and because you can get that message out to more people. Like, that's really the reason.
Yeah.
It's great if you like the host, but really, like, we're trying to spread this message.
Yes.
Like, 6 nights a week and sometimes on Sunday. And that's the best way to get it broadcast, you know, but 200 plus.
It's Sunday now. We're spreading the message.
I get it. Sometimes. We're talking about, like, foul-mouthed parrots. It's not, you know.
Named Captain.
Named Captain.
They're free speech absolutists.
Okay, got it. So you're well-to-do to tie it in.
Yeah.
But still.
We did have a caller, but they went away. So I guess we'll continue on with the story here.
It's just another recording from Scatbag.
No. This was a caller we know.
Oh, okay.
A real one.
At any rate.
Oh, we know him.
Her. At any rate,
we know her.
So the story goes on to say, just to recap for everybody, there's a zoo in England where they had a handful of potty mouth birds.
Five.
And so they isolated these five birds so that the rest of the other 92 birds or whatever it is, or 90.
No, 92.
Okay. No, because 92 plus 5 isn't 100.
Well, they added 3.
Right.
And then reintegrated.
So anyway, they isolated the potty mouth birds in hopes that they wouldn't spread the potty mouth to the rest of the birds. And then they got 3 more potty mouth birds from elsewhere.
Right.
Lord only knows. And that didn't work. The potty mouth birds were still potty mouthed. And so now they've decided that they're going to put the potty mouth birds back into the general population with the other 92 birds, and they're hoping that this will clean up their potty mouth. Now, if you know anything about
They're going to get ostracized by the good talking birds.
I think all of the birds are going to become body moths. This is what I think is going to happen.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, or five shadowing. Or 92 shadowing. I don't know. Whatever many there are. We've put 8 really, really offensive swearing parrots with 92 non-swearing ones, he said. This is the director of the...
It's like if you were to go to dinner and you're just cussing up a storm and someone goes like, hey, there's kids around. Like, are you going to stop cussing or are you going to get the kids cussing?
Children, gather around. It's time for a story with Uncle Kid. Time for an effing story. That's right. If the new strategy works, the 8 parrots could learn, quote, all the nice noises, like microwaves and vehicles reversing.
Like microwaves? Is that a nice noise?
Or vehicles reversing.
Burr.
Beep, beep, beep.
Right, I'd rather have the foul mouth. I don't want to hear that all day.
That's
a terrible noise.
Yeah, I've never heard a parrot that, like, mimics the microwave.
The food is ready.
If the new strategy works, the 8 parrots could learn all the nice noises like microwaves and vehicles reversing that the other parents in the flock favor, Nichols added. But if the other 292 instead pick up the expletives...
Which is likely.
It's going to turn into some adult aviary.
I was going to call it a S-show, but yeah.
Where these birds can have a vocabulary of like over 1,000 words.
And interact with humans coming to see them at the zoo.
Yeah, well that, yeah.
They're going to have to replace all 92 now, or all 100.
Now, I, like, this would actually attract me to said zoo.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it would have been a better idea to do, like, a little, like, adults, you know, because there's usually kids there, so...
Like the kids' petting zoo versus the rest of it, but for adults.
Yeah, like, you know, have the swearing parrot zone, and it's just, like, a funny,
next
like...
Next to the bar.
You know?
Dude, that's a great idea. A bar full of potty mouth parrots, right, that heckles the customers, yeah. Right?
That's
that way,
a good business plan.
That way, like, your bartenders and waiters or waitresses, your servers, that kind of thing, they don't have to take the flack for being rude. The birds are rude for you.
Pay your tap, son of a gun. Pay your tap.
Yeah. You tip like crap. You tip like crap. Somebody's great. I love this idea.
Coming to a folk fest, do you?
I wonder how many parrots we could fit in that big old tent.
A lot. At least 92.
Well, I mean, without like them flying away because, you know,
just clip their wings.
Yeah, I think usually they're clipped when they're domesticated.
Okay.
They do poop, though, so that's probably something to take into consideration.
Yeah. In the tent.
Are there not parrot depends?
I don't think so.
You can't, like, outfit them with, you know.
I'm pretty sure you could. You
could probably train them to, like, use, like, a litter box or something, or, like, a toilet.
Do you know this, or are you just guessing?
No, I'm just guessing.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if you could fold a piece of material, right, you can...
I'm, like, seriously contemplating. I'm like, do you know this for certain? Or is
it... They might not sell it, but if you get a piece of material, you can wrap it around in between parrot's legs.
That's also a good business plan. Bird diapers.
Bird underwear.
I've seen people put diapers on, like, chickens.
You know what I'll name them? The Pelican Brief.
Nice.
There you go.
Bird underwear. After some time in isolation, the article continues... Integrating the 5 original birds into the flock was mostly successful, Nichols said.
Mostly.
But they still curse sometimes and even laugh afterward, mimicking the most common reaction to their foul language.
That's funny.
So it worked. We were wrong. Allegedly.
Well, sometimes.
Okay.
Like,
it depends how much like positive reinforcement they get.
Well,
they didn't say it infected
the other 92, right? And they get scaled back.
But do we know what these parrots are saying to each other when the humans are not around?
Oh, okay. Think they're putting on an act?
Well, they might be because, like, you know, they're getting the food, they're getting the medical care. Right there in socialist heaven.
Okay.
Being held captive by this zoo. They get everything for free. Right?
But their wings are clipped.
Well, okay.
There goes your freedom right there.
I said they were getting things for free, not that they had freedom.
No, I understand.
Right.
But that's the trade-off.
Parrots precisely echo the sounds they hear, so 6 of them have got men's voices, 2 of them have ladies' voices, and when they're all swearing, it does sound really bad, Nichols explained.
If they're mimicking sounds they hear, who's, like, just playing the microwave in front of the parrot?
That's a good question.
Well, so my great-grandmother had a parakeet, and it would say a couple of words from time to time.
Okay.
And it was kept in the kitchen.
But it would make the whirring noises of the microwave?
No, she didn't have a microwave because she was old, and, like, I think she died before microwaves were super popular.
All right.
But at any rate, it would make, like, a whirring sound when the dishwasher was being ran.
Right? Okay.
Oh, the so bird would?
Yeah, the bird would go, you know, from time to time, right?
All right.
It wasn't exactly the same sound, but it tried to, you know, it was like, oh, I should commune with this, you know, appliance.
Like, oh, you're making a noise. I like noises.
Yeah. You're welcome, my robot overlords, in dishwasher form.
Right, yeah. The park has installed large signs.
Oh my God.
Warning visitors about the parrot's language, but Nichols said it hasn't received a single complaint because they put a sign up.
Well, people think it's funny, too.
Yep.
And it is nice because some people, I know we have a discrepancy based off of whether swearing in front of children is bad or not. I think.
Is there a discrepancy?
Well,
are you against it?
No, I think so. I think the three of us have voted that it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But a lot of parents are really upset by it, right? So it is nice for a business to warn them.
Okay.
Hey, if you have a little kid, my bird might swear at them.
Okay.
So at least if they have a warning, people might be more receptive to it. They might just be like, oh, that's funny. Like, the cool parents can go see the parrots, and all the lame-os can go look at gorillas.
Can we get a shirt now? I will swear at your kids.
I was just thinking,
stay away.
Like, warning, swears frequently. Just wear that around, right? Put it on a hat, put it on a jacket, put it on a shirt, whatever.
So if somebody tries to scold you for swearing in front of children, you could say, hey,
warning.
I warned you.
I warned you.
Not my fault you didn't read the shirt.
And then you can follow that up with an expletive.
Yeah, exactly.
Not my fault you didn't read the shirt, ever, effer. Right?
Yeah.
You FCC-er. Right? That sounds like fun. I wonder if I could get away with that, too. Like, you show up somewhere where there's, like, a bunch of kids, like a zoo, for example, and you just start cussing up a storm. If, like, you just hung a sign, like, on yourself, and they're like, hey, look, the sign.
To try to Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't remember the last time I even saw Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, there's one in Manchester.
Is there?
Rat Casino. Or Child Casino with rat pizza.
I did see a meme recently, and it was like, the old Chuck E. Cheese versus the new.
Oh, yeah, that was terrifying, yeah.
Yeah, like the
I was
old
for
Chuck
sure
E. Cheese.
Afraid of that when I was
the
a kid.
The old Chuck E. Cheese looks like he was actually part of the mafia. You know, he's got, like, the cigarettes. Hey, come on, we got. Got a job
We're gonna
for
do
you.
A dance.
Got a job for you, you little twip. Right? But the new Chuck E. Cheese is all, like, super cartoonish and, you know.
I think they're doing away with the animatronic band, too.
What? They did, yeah. I think they took it out of the Manchester one, I heard.
Okay. But there's going to be, like, they got
That's
one.
Lame.
They've got one still in, like, California that has it.
Wait.
And it's going to be the only one left in the country.
Wait, does that mean I can buy one off market?
You might be able to if they're selling it. I don't know if, you know.
Yeah, if they're liquidating this kind
Hurry
of
up before they destroy
do
it.
Do you
though.
Want one of those? I wonder
Hell
what.
Yeah, I do. But I want to put, like, my music in it. Right? Yeah. You know? I don't want to put their music
Forget
in it.
Forget We got the Chuck E. Cheese band next door.
So next Fork Fest, Captain's going to have the Chuck E. Cheese band when he does his album release.
And that's, like, the laziest musicianship I can think of, right? Like, I don't even have to perform. I could just put some music into the animatronic band.
No, you were going to join them.
Animatronic band.
You're going to be their front man.
No. They have a front man.
Well, let them do the work, right? I can run sound or something, right? You know?
Why does that keyboard sound like a guitar player?
I'm the manager, yeah.
He just takes a cut. Does none of the performing
takes
10%.
That'd be sweet, too. Like, I could, like, probably figure out, like, the back of a semi-trailer or something.
Okay.
Some portable way to have the animatronic band. And then, like, a thing opens.
Like the awning pops open?
The awning pops open and out slides the band as if they were on a stage.
All right.
You know, the PA's built into the side of the truck or the thing or whatever.
I think you could get away with, like, a 20-foot shipping container with all that installed in there.
Probably, yeah. Or, like, a large box van.
Okay.
You know, something like that. Oh, no, dude, a fifth
Steal
wheel.
Steal a U-Haul. Oh,
no, a fifth wheel trailer.
Okay.
Like one of these camping trailers, but just gutted, and then, like, it has the awning on the side.
That'd
be sweet. A horse trailer, a used horse trailer would be perfect.
Okay.
But you'd have to still put the awning. Anyway, I'm getting way into the weeds here. Back to the article. The park installed large signs warning visitors about the parrot's potty mouths. In fact, historically, we did hear a lot more customers swearing at parrots than we did parrots swearing at customers.
Well, that's how they learned it.
I learned it by watching you.
Yeah.
Callback. Octopodes. African grays are highly social parrots, forming groups of up to 1,000 birds to roost at a night in the wild. And communicating with each other through various calls, like MFR and FCCR.
What a parrot orgy that would be.
Researchers believe their intelligence is almost unparalleled in the animal kingdom compared to that of apes, whales, and dolphins, and probably some humans. That's an editorial remark.
Yep.
And humans, I added that.
Some of them call this show.
Frequently.
And play recordings of other conversations that have been had.
Expletives. Expletives are particularly easy to mimic for African grays, since they're almost always said in the same tone and context, without any other words surrounding them. When you tell someone to F off, you usually say it the same every time, he said. I don't know. I'm an artist, right?
Okay.
So I like to believe that I get a little creative with this from time to time, that I'm not, you know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I think that I'm more creative than I actually am.
When was the last time you said it with a friendly tone, though?
I think I have. Maybe, I don't know, like, the context, but I use that word quite frequently, thinking of the FCC word.
Yes.
So I say it in many different tones and in many different situations.
Yeah.
I can think sometimes of, angry, sometimes friendly.
I can think of having said it in like a friendly tone, right?
You told someone to F off in a friendly tone?
Yeah, I remember distinctly.
Like, forget about it.
No, I remember distinctly, once upon a time, I had some weed, and I smoked my last bowl with a friend of mine. And then, some time goes by, and I'm out of weed, but my friend has his last bowl. And I'm like, hey, man, you remember I smoked that last bowl with you? And now you've got a last bowl. How about you smoke it with me? He's like, yeah, I don't think so. I'm like, F off.
All right.
And he's like, all right, fine, I'll smoke it with you. And then he did, and then I did, and that was great.
Fair enough.
That was, I don't remember how long ago that was. It certainly wasn't, I hope that wasn't the last time I said it in a friendly way. But yes, hard to tell when you've got a potty mouth like a parrot. That's right. Instead of saying like a trucker, I'm going to say like a parrot from now on.
You curse like a parrot.
I curse like a
not just any parrot. You curse like an African
gray
parrot.
Yes. For now, the park is hoping they will learn the sounds of the flock and mend their potty mouth ways. So apparently, these parrots,
they're getting peer pressured.
They kind of have, I don't want to call it a democracy, but as a flock, they have preferred sounds that they like to make.
Okay.
Well, there's like a culture amongst them,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes. Kind of like subcultures in humans, like in the heavy metal world, mosh pits, right? That's a term you don't normally hear outside of the heavy metal culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to go to a smooth jazz concert and be like, where's the mosh pit, man? Right?
That'd be pretty funny, though.
Well,
it's where the orchestra is tonight.
Yeah. Quote, I've just left them up there, and there's lots of noises, which is brilliant. From squeaking gates to doors slamming, people laughing, and mobile phones, Nichols said. I'm hoping that's part of the settling in period, but I don't think they will ever lose the swear, because as soon as somebody swears, they'll be swearing as well.
And laughing about it.
You know, I learned something today. I learned that I like the African gray parrot.
Okay.
So far, anyway. I wonder how much they cost. What does it cost to care for a parrot? Really?
They live a really long time. I think they live like upwards of like 40, maybe even longer than that. They're like,
you're kind of
like
saying like
70s.
It's a bad thing. You want it to die like a dog?
No, I'm just saying it's a financial commitment, right?
Okay.
So
yeah, maybe.
But I don't think they eat very much. I mean, they're pretty small. Probably the expense might not be that much. I mean, we could look this up.
No, it's fine. I'm not that concerned about it. We have other things to discuss here on Free Talk Live.
Just birdseed.
As much as I really enjoy
and diapers.
This particular article, personally, thank you for bringing this in, Richie.
You're welcome.
But moving on, what do we have next? A study finds debilitating phone pain. Woman says life was ruined by texting and scrolling.
What?
Oh, man. Poor
lady. Talking about mental anguish? or physical pain.
I mean, if that's true, then like I can say that tech has ruined my life because of the development of RSI, also carpal tunnel, from all the typing and pointing and clicking I had to do at my, tech job. For, you know,
I play video games a lot, and occasionally my hands will hurt. You know, from
this is why one of the reasons I gave up video games was.
But it doesn't stop me.
But that's the thing. Like, if you were that concerned about it, you could just stop. Or a lot of.
How dare you suggest something?
A lot of games can be played either, you know, with a remote control, or they have like the desktop version, so you could switch. Like, there are ways. It's not like people are forcing you to do this. It's just
it's not being forced. What I'm saying is, like, I have the pain, and then I just play video games anyway. Like, I just deal with it. Yeah. Like, all right, my hands hurt.
So between typing all day long and mousing all day long at my tech job, and then playing the guitar every day, rehearsing 3 days a week, and then playing video games on top of that. It got to a point where I had, like, cramping, and, like, my hand would, like, freeze up in the that old guy, you know, knuckles buckled under kind of thing. For, pseudo-arthritis. Okay. It wasn't actual arthritis. And so I had to decide which of these things am I going to let go.
You quit your job?
So,
it's pretty lame.
So I kept the job. It was paying pretty well. And, like I looked at it from a financial perspective.
Yeah.
I'm like, which of these things is giving me the least amount of joy and the least amount of money, right? And it came down to video games. Video games was...
Mm-hmm. For you, it sounds like it, because you're, you're a musician.
Video games was, when it comes down to it, when I evaluate it, yes, it was fun, but a colossal waste of time.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And like, I was playing video games a lot, right? As you do, right?
As you should.
You know? And so I figured I was going to get, if I just stopped playing video games, I was going to get maximum amount of relief and also be able to continue to do these other things, right? The,
sure.
Having the job and then the, doing the thing that I love. So it's worked out well for me. I certainly can't go back to the trifecta.
Okay.
Right? I still play guitar, not as much as I did because I'm not in like a
band. Do you still get some of the pain even from doing the other two things?
Every now and again, I'll be like, oh, yep. Like, I, you know, you forget about it after some time. And then every now and again, like, what was I doing, man? I was holding on to like an ice scraper and I had like a shovel in the other hand and I was trying to shovel with one hand. And like, when you do that, you're holding on really tight with the one hand with the shovel. And just because you're holding on tight with one hand, my other hand was really gripping, the ice scraper as well. And when I put it down, I like felt it and I was like, hey, there it is. There's the old RSI. Hasn't gone away.
All right.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll find out more about how this 34-year-old woman from Ireland's life was ruined, apparently. Plus more, your calls, your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. This Sunday, Texas not backing down after a standoff with the federal government over razor wire put up in the town of Eagle Pass to keep illegal aliens out. Republican Governor Greg Abbott refusing to remove the razor wire that is keeping people from coming into our country.
Bipartisan bill would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system and allow speedy access for those who deserve to be here. And Congress needs to get it done.
President Biden campaigns in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary in that state, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. He claims Bidenomics is working, but a Pew Research poll finds 72% of Americans worried about soaring food prices, others worried about the cost of a home. Wife Jill campaigning in Columbia, South Carolina as well. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Radio 101, Captain. We talked about this less than 3 hours ago.
Yeah, but did you see that reflex? As soon as I realized that the mic was not in front of my face, it took like a half second, if that, for it to be back in front of my face appropriately. So
yes, well played.
Yeah, you know, that's what they call a veteran move, right?
Yep.
You don't get this far in this business, which you know isn't very far.
As far as we've gotten.
Without having some sort of a veteran move. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us in the studio.
It's Nikki.
Richie Rich.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Before we go on, social.freetalklive.com is back online.
Ooh.
Yeah, we apologize for the delay, but now you are free to resume posting on our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive.com. Mastodon is free, open source, decentralized, and federated. Multiple apps are available for iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Social.freetalklive.com.
So whatever caller like several weeks ago was asking about where to post show prep, there you go.
Right, yes. And in fact, we were sort of hamstrung about like posting the articles that we talked about because of that was down, and that was the thing that we used to like sort of perpetuate all the links to all the other places or whatever. So
that's fixed too. Just use Telegram. Just create a channel.
Yeah.
Post this stuff.
I have been sort of laying off the social media.
Okay.
Like, I still scroll, I still look, but I'm not posting near as much.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. Like, we use Telegram. We obviously use Telegram.
A lot.
The thing about Telegram, much like I pitched the RSS feed reader, was it last week or the week before?
Yeah.
Is it's devoid of advertising and algorithms, right? Like, it can be used as a social platform for just the things you want and the channels you want to subscribe to.
Yeah.
And if you subscribe to those channels, unless the channel purveyor is going to be, like, interspersing ads, right, you're not going to get it. So you get, like, all the content you want, none of the cruft like the other social platforms.
Yeah.
And so just do that.
What I don't like is, like, I've been asked to create a Captain Kickass channel on Telegram. Like,
okay.
How come you don't have your own? Like, because I'm in, like, way too many channels already.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, now you want me to create one that's specifically content that I put out. Like,
yeah.
Like, if I were going to do that, I'd just do a Patreon. Because
okay.
If that has value to you, you know, pay me, right?
Yeah.
You know, I would do something like that. But, like, that would be the avenue that I would choose to do that. I don't, you know, I'm kind of an all-or-nothing kind of person when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Okay.
So if I'm going to commit to doing something like that, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it well.
I got it.
But, like, also, I don't feel like I'm called to, like, you know, have my own channel. It seems a little egotistical to me for me to have the Captain Kickass channel that people who want to follow me can just join. And it's like,
okay.
Well, I'm there already. People want to message me, they can, if they're on there.
I mean, I've got my own channel. Nobody's in it, but it's there. Because why not?
Well, and that would be the other reason not to. Because what if you start a channel and nobody joins?
Oh, well, I'd bruise my ego. Like, I don't care. Like, what do I care?
I don't know. Why would you care?
I don't.
Then why did you create one if you didn't care?
Well, because when I got off all the other social media...
Seems like a weird thing to do if you don't care.
Well, it's like texting yourself, right? It's like, for later.
Yeah.
You know?
No, like... Well,
how do you text yourself?
You just text your phone number.
Huh.
People will do that, too, or, like, people do it on Facebook,
like,
too.
I think, emailed myself, and I know people will be like...
Yeah, I do that more often,
People will post things on Facebook and say, like, I'm just posting this so I remember later.
They can also message themselves on Facebook, I think. Well, maybe not. But I know a lot of people just use their regular phone number and just text them. I know people that will be, like, send themselves, like, written messages. You'd think it'd be more useful for, like, links and recipes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've had a friend be like, remember to blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay.
Like, sure. At one point, I left Facebook. I didn't leave entirely, but I don't post there anymore. And so, like, my last post on Facebook was like, this platform sucks, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
If you want to follow me, here's the link to Telegram. Like, if you show up, like, I'll put stuff out there.
Yeah.
But I don't care. So you get, you know, I don't post a lot of content on Telegram either, but I have it just, you know, as a back. And even, you know, when I was on Facebook more frequently, whenever I had, like, an idea for a business,
mm-hmm.
right, or just a random thought, like something I thought was cool, I would just create a Facebook page for it. Just, like, bookmark it.
Yeah.
It's like, this was set at this time, so I know, you know, if someone goes like, wow, this would be a great idea. I'm like, yeah, look, I had this idea like 10 years ago, man. And it's there. It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
It went nowhere because I'm lazy, but it's there.
I don't have a whole bunch of experience in the text SMS portion of telephony.
Yeah.
Apparently, because I did just text myself.
Did you get it?
You tried it.
And I got it. Yeah.
Yay, Captain.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a new cuss, right? Like, hey, go text yourself.
All right.
All right. That we could say on the air anyway. Back.
Or just get away from it and post it in your Telegram channel.
Well, with no followers that
who
I
cares?
Have. I didn't have a Telegram channel.
I mean, if it's going to bruise your ego, then don't do it. But, you know.
It seems like work, right? Like, if I'm going to start a thing, like, I feel like people would join, right? And I don't know how many, right?
Okay.
But, like, then now I've got this thing I got to maintain.
And what's the maintenance? If you see a cool meme, you just post it there instead of Mastodon or Facebook or wherever else you would post.
Yeah, I guess. It just, like, seems a little all pointless right now.
That's fine.
The whole social media thing.
Right? Sure, you're burnt out. I get it.
Very, very, yeah, very much burnt out on most of it.
But I almost strictly use all forms of social media to make money.
Yeah.
Like, that's the lane I'm in right now, and I'm actually quite enjoying it. In my Telegram channel, I use to for like updates for yoga stuff.
Well, yeah. Plug it. Yeah.
It is Paravidyoga updates, I think.
Okay. So t.me/.
Yeah, Paravidyoga updates.
There you go.
I'm sure if you look it up, you'll find it.
But more to the point, like Free Talk Live needs an outlet because you're trying to get, you know, with listeners.
Right.
And you yourself, if people are asking you to create a Telegram channel, it obviously means they're looking forward to getting more of your content. Like you have people requesting it. I don't.
Right. And like, I don't know, you know, the older I get, the less I have this sort of desire to like, yeah. you know, be popular on the social media kind of thing.
That's why I don't post on Facebook. This is dumb.
You know, doing the band thing, you know, okay, I don't even know, I just felt it was necessary, right? You know, if you're going to be a band, you best try and be popular, right? Because that's the only way you're going
to
make any money off the thing, if you're going to make any at all, which you know, we rarely did. But, you know, money did come occasionally, so that was fine. And then, like, you know, doing the radio, right? You know, okay, now I'm a personality, quote-unquote, so, you know, better have some social media presence. And I do, but it's just like, I think I'm sort of at my limit, right? I've reached the old guy's social media limit for me, and that is, you know, whatever it is I'm on currently, which is Mastodon, Twitter, and the FCC or book. Yeah, that guy.
Yep.
Rhymes with Zucker. Anyway, a study finds, out of Ireland, a 34-year-old woman has developed chronic shoulder pain so severe that it prevents her from sleeping.
Sleep on your other shoulder.
What's causing the issue? She believes the issue is her phone. Michelle Waldron has sought emergency medical care 10 times for the issue, yet painkillers have proven ineffective.
Taking the wrong ones.
Now she's considering Botox injections as a potential solution to alleviate the pain.
Do they cover this in Ireland? Is this one of those, like, national health things?
I don't know.
She sounds like she's med-seeking.
She says the pain has become so debilitating that it hinders her ability to complete simple daily tasks.
Like texting my boyfriend.
Or sexting, which could be illegal in Oklahoma, coming soon.
Good thing she's in Ireland.
Before noticing the pain, Michelle estimates she spent approximately 4 hours each day using her phone.
Well, there's your problem right there.
I feel like that's not that much by today's standards.
Really?
Right? I've heard of people who are like TikTok people who just like to, like, whatever, watch the content. And they will say that they'll go on TikTok just to pass some time or whatever. Just checking my TikTok. And then they'll look at the clock, and it'll be like 4 or 5 hours later. It's like a time suck.
That was me with
like
video games.
Black
it's like rent
hole.
A movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like I would get into playing the video games, like, you know. You get a day off, like it's a holiday or something, work, and you're like, I think I'll just start my day with some coffee and some video games. Yeah. And the next thing you know, your coffee's empty, and you go out to the kitchen to, you know, get yourself a beverage refill or a snack or something, and it's dark out.
Yeah.
You wasted the entire day playing.
No, you didn't waste it. You enjoy the entire day.
Well, there are like streamers who don't even leave. They have like all their food ready. They have like a, you know, pee bottle and whatever else.
Yeah.
Everything they'll need.
Yeah. Because
they can't even leave the game to go to the freaking bathroom.
It's like Idiocracy where like the recliner is the toilet seat.
That actually would be a better idea, you know?
I will say, but generally, I don't start unless I know I have a few hours, because I'm not going to play for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time.
I don't have enough time to start. I'll do something else until I have a block of time to get started.
Yeah.
And then frequently I will forget that I have to go to the bathroom or that I'm cold because it's winter. And I don't feel it until I power down like, oh man, it's chilly in here. Yeah. I gotta pee. What the hell's going on?
My beverage has been
empty. You're like, wait, all of my basic human necessities have not been met.
Completely ignored. Like, I get how those Koreans just die at the cafe.
Oh, my gosh. Before noticing the pain, she said she spent about 4 hours. I can't sleep in a bed. I can only sleep in my chair. It's too painful in the bed, and I just can't sleep, Waldron says in an online video post. It happened overnight. I went to bed fine, woke up in agony. I was scared because this level of pain is quite severe. It's an awful thing. It's quite sharp and deep. I can't cook, clean, or do household duties anymore. I call BS. You've got a whole other arm, lady.
She's just trying to get out of it. Husband's yelling at her.
Yeah.
And I'm holding things in my hand, and they just fall out of my hand. Chronic pain is an illness. You hear about these things, but you never expect them to happen to you. I mean, she may be in some pain. And
maybe at 34.
There may be something
wrong
with her.
I totally expect those things to happen.
But, like, I mean, dude, I have done dishes one-handed.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? It's not impossible.
It's not my favorite thing to do one-handed.
No, of course not. But, like, I vacuumed one-handed. I was telling you guys I was shoveling one-handed the
other
day.
Yeah, like, vacuum I can see more than doing dishes.
I mean, you know, what? Like, I mean, if it's that bad, what, you can't flush the toilet either? Like, I mean, come on, lady. Buck up.
Captain has zero sympathy for your cell phone-induced shoulder pain.
Apparently. Michelle recalls that her problems began in December 2022 when she woke up one morning with severe pain. Being snowed in at her house, she found herself using her phone more than usual for entertainment, spending 3 to 4 hours daily. Since then, the pain has progressively worsened.
How many days was she snowed in?
Evolving from a tingling and throbbing sensation to stiffness and numbness extending down her arm to her hand. Despite consulting pain specialists and chiropractors and undergoing acupuncture and steroid injections, Michelle continues to suffer from pain. Her pain specialist has confirmed that the discomfort could be attributed to extensive texting and phone usage.
So stop doing it.
I don't really see that being the cause of it.
This sounds to me like there's some other physical ailment. Like,
yeah, like it sounds like something else. I believe her that something's going on, but I don't know.
So I knew a guy who had his phone, and his girlfriend slash wife, I don't remember at what stage of the relationship, like carried around a portable keyboard for him. And so whenever he needed to like type a message or whatever, she would sit there with the keyboard in her hands, and he would like use the keyboard. You know, just like a full-size keyboard, you know, mini, you know, miniature full-size.
Yeah.
So that he wasn't, you know, doing
like
the thumb,
Bluetooth for his
thumb
phone
texting.
Or something.
Yeah. I mean, there's work. If you're on it that much, right, and you're stationary in your house, like maybe don't hold it in such a way that you're giving yourself chronic pain all the time.
Yeah.
Like, there are solutions.
This sounds like the shoulder and arm version of sciatica.
Okay.
Right, sciatica is when you're having some blood flow problems to your lower half, right? Most of the time it starts, and I had a bout of sciatica not too long ago, 2019, I think. And I was like, what the FCC is going on? I mean, it was like, I'm like, this is, and like, I ended up having to buy like a gelled seat cushion for my chair. Cause like the day job, requires me to be very sedentary, and I had a pretty crappy chair. I had just moved here. I didn't have like a nice ergonomic, what do you call it, memory foamed
office
chair.
Did you get the yoga ball?
No, actually,
yeah, you need the yoga ball.
I was sitting in one of these metal folding chairs.
Oh no, that's awful.
You know? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, for
but
8 hours
like,
a day?
Yeah, or more.
Yeah,
you know.
Gotta do what you gotta like, do.
Oh man, when I moved here, my chair, my desk was a camping chair, like a folding camping chair until I broke it.
Even worse.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Well, I ended up swapping it out for my camping chair at some point.
But yours seems like it has a little bit more support, the one you
frequent. The captain's chair? Yeah. But then...
I'm envisioning those ones that like really sink in.
No, it did, but that's all I had.
Yeah.
But,
not good for the back.
I went out to, I don't know, I think it was Staples or Office Depot, whatever the heck they have here in town, and I bought their megalo budget office chair.
Yeah.
And, like, the cushion was barely cushioned, which is why I had to go buy the gel pad thing or whatever. And so that seemed to have worked, and then I waited a couple of paydays, and then I eventually ponied up for, like, a nice, you know, I don't know, $200 chair or something like that, so that, you know, I didn't have that problem again. And, like, I haven't had a recurrence yet as I knock on some mock naga hide over here. I'm just a little stitious.
Okay.
I'm not superstitious.
I mean, I have the seat cushion in my car. Just, you know, I got one of those on the drive over here because we did the road trip.
Right.
I was like, this is getting uncomfortable. We need to stop it like
it's
a Walmart.
Necessity.
And then I just never stopped using it because it's comfortable.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it is. Totally is.
So, thankfully, that went away for me. I literally treated it with aspirin.
Yeah.
Right. Or, you know,
but point being, you don't continue the behavior that caused the problem.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that moral of the story, right, is you were like, okay, this is causing me to be in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take some steps to solve this problem.
Yeah.
I also don't think, like, that your story makes sense why that would cause sciatic pain to pinch the nerve or whatever.
Right.
But texting and shoulder pain... I could maybe see a correlation,
you'd have a lot more people with shoulder pain.
Well,
but if
there's a pinched nerve or something in there that they haven't diagnosed yet,
that might be the physically what is causing the pain.
And if her claim is true that she went to bed one night and woke up in excruciating pain, perhaps she did sleep wrong on it and something got pinched and now she's got a problem.
She's 34, man. You're not getting any younger. Those things start to happen.
She spent approximately $1,130 on various treatments, including visits to pain specialists and chiropractors, and for steroid injections. That doesn't sound like a lot of money.
Okay. You know about the American payment system.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. I mean, she's Irish. She should just drink more whiskey.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they do over there? Am I stereotyping?
Maybe.
The Irish will appreciate it.
I actually do want to go to Ireland. It's one of the places.
It's a beautiful
place.
Have you been?
On my bucket list.
I've seen pictures.
Okay.
I know somebody.
I did say that like I've been there before, though.
I know somebody that I'll call her a friend. We're not the best of friends, but I know somebody, him and his wife actually moved over there and have begun the process of citizenship over there.
Really?
Yeah, so his job was he was able to do his job. He works for a large software company based in the Seattle area.
To get Skeeter to pay for it.
But like they moved over there, and then I believe they had a kid, too, so like the kid is a dual citizen.
Oh, cool.
And I think once you have a kid over there that like the parents can become citizens somehow because I don't
anchor babies.
I don't know. Sort of. Yeah. Except an Irish version of it. All right. This one's gonna drink a lot later. Perhaps dance a little bit and have a weird accent.
All right.
She plans to try Botox injections in her shoulder, hoping it'll relax the muscles and alleviate the pain. To mitigate the issue, she now uses a mobile phone stylus.
Mm.
Michelle aims to raise awareness.
How is that going to help?
I don't know. About the problem and warn others, sharing that she has felt embarrassed and isolated due to her condition.
It's a text chain. Be careful on your phone, people. Pass it along.
Are you guys old enough to remember chain mail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. These things still happen. They just happen
on
the social media. You don't actually receive them like in an envelope in the mail. Back in the day, it was like, if you don't forward this and copy this and send it to
Bill Gates,
people,
is giving everyone $5,000.
Right, yeah. But only if you remail this to 30 people or whatever it is. She says, I don't want to be around people at all. I can identify with that. I just want to be on my own, so it's lonely, Michelle says. It's embarrassing, and it takes a toll on your mental health. The financial cost and emotional experience are not worth it. It's just severe pain. And I don't want to be bothering doctors who are already busy.
It's a very socialized medicine thing to say.
Wow.
Right, yeah.
Wow. It's like, well, I don't want to go grocery shopping because I don't want to bother the clerks who are already busy. Like
That's a job.
Makes no sense on any level. I don't want to call into a call-in radio talk show because I don't want to bother the hosts who are already busy.
I mean, I don't want to go to the emergency room because they take forever. And it's not an emergency.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I don't want to fill out the paperwork. I don't want to wait there for 4 hours before.
It's the paperwork that, like.
Right.
And like, a lot of people counter that. Like, well, once you're in the system, you don't have to do it anymore. The heck you don't.
Yeah, you still do.
But if I'm bleeding out, I'm going to go. Right. But I know so many people, like, it's a minor ache or pain. Like, we're going to the ER.
And that's why there's an 8-hour wait at the ER.
I get it.
You know?
I'm not.
Because.
That's where you sub in the what they call the walk-in clinic. Right.
They have those as well, and sometimes that line is not 8 hours, but 2 or 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. She says, I've been struggling to get appointments. Hospitals are so overwhelmed, you feel like giving up hope. So it must really be.
That's your socialized medicine thing.
My advice is don't be on your phone as much. Take frequent breaks. Go outside and exercise. Do something more fulfilling than being on your phone.
She tweeted.
I mean, that's pretty solid advice.
Her final tweet.
Thank God she doesn't live in Canada. They would just kill her.
Oh. Have you thought about euthanasia?
They'd ask her first.
Yeah.
And then they'd,
You're a perfect candidate for our assisted suicide program.
You understand that you're a burden to the system, right? Better just end it now.
Oh, man. I just want to mention this one because it's funny. This is from NBCNewYork.com. Some things shouldn't breed. New Jersey
Skeeter.
Animal Shelter will name feral cat after an ex and then neuter it.
Nice.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Valentine's Day right around the corner. the Homeward Bound Pet Adoption Center.
Like the opposite of buying them a star.
Yeah.
In South Jersey. Announced it's running a promotion for the this is advertising for
Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day.
Anti-Valentine's Day.
For a pet adoption center. Looking to get even with someone who's dumped you? An animal shelter in New Jersey has a novel idea that's the perfect gift for an ex. Here's a hint. It involves feral cats and neutering. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, the Homeward Bound Pet Adoption Center in South Jersey announced it's running a promotion for the holiday. For a $50 donation, you can name a feral cat after an ex, and then the feline will get spayed or neutered before being released back into the wild.
It's pretty funny.
The shelter posted
only get caught and put down later.
Of course.
Most likely.
Did I post it or did we cover it? There's some other bill going around right now where they're going to allow people to like capture furries.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did we talk about
it? I don't think it was talked about, but yeah, by animal control.
They're going to let animal control.
Like, well, you know, if you want to identify as that, you know, we're you just...
Then they'll get spayed and neutered and sent back into the wild.
This promotion by this pet adoption agency, like, kind of borderline reminds me of... there was a website, maybe it still exists, I don't know.
How Captain Became a Lord?
No.
Oh.
You could go and you could literally anonymously gift somebody a box of crap.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't want to use the word crap there, but I had to.
Well played.
But I was like, wow, that's amazing. So, like, you know, if you really want somebody to know what you think, you can do it, and you can do it anonymously.
Back in my day, you had to do it yourself.
Yeah, you had to scoop it up. You had to put it in the bag, maybe put something flammable in there.
Yeah.
Right? You know, douse it with some gas or some lighter fluid or something. You had to sneak around your neighborhood to the appropriate neighbor's door. You had to jump out from behind whatever the heck it was you were hiding behind, light that bastard on fire, ring the doorbell, and then run away.
Kids these days have it so easy.
And then hope that you could get somewhere where they couldn't see you, you could see them, so you could watch it all unfold.
In elementary school, someone went through the trouble to wrap up a box of rocks for me.
We're out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Nikki, for joining me tonight. Thank you to all of our callers, except that one guy. If you missed any part of the show, visit freetalklive.com and find the archives. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means... always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.